So you see, I was planning this retreat to s continue the subject of surrender, but suddenly the emphasis seems to have moved to completely different area. Understanding, recognizing, awakening of human consciousness. That intelligence which is moving through me has a mind of its own, and it ultimately decides what it is that I'm supposed to talk about, of course, with my consent. It is my intelligence, and it is bigger than my intelligence. It is simply intelligence. Intelligence is indeed the foundation of existence. Now, coming back to human consciousness, it is not so easy to pinpoint it in terms of its location. And I am sure that many of you feel that it's challenging to really identify human consciousness. Where is it exactly? That emphasis in our teaching on location, on spatial location of different centers in consciousness, being. Those spaces of surrender that open up, and they are also shifting their locations. It's extremely helpful. Basically, without having that spatial orientation, this teaching could not exist. It would be uncommunicable. Sorry, impossible to communicate. Basically, you could interpret all this concept, the different centers. In all kind of ways. And you would be unable to properly verify your experience because you would not know what it is that you experience. Pure consciousness, okay. Two individuals with having completely different states in consciousness can interpret it as pure consciousness, even though they are in different states, because they don't have a way to, they don't have this perspective to understand their experience. Basically, without having the spatial orientation, you will be in complete dark. Someone who is like a spiritual idealist would say, oh, well, consciousness is beyond the body. The very idea to localize it is ludicrous. Have anyone experienced consciousness beyond the body? Our consciousness is born in the body. Born in our, that amazing human brain. Using different parts of that brain to activate itself. Our physical body is more than what one may think. It is our anchor in reality. It is our physical point of stability. It is the pivotal place around which our and within which our consciousness develops. Our consciousness needs to have this stability that is provided by our physical form. Our body is more than just a physical thing. It is physical on one level, and it is non-physical on another level. It is an energy system, an energy state. Of course, pure consciousness is not behind our physical head. Absolute is not below our belly. Pure consciousness is just Universal consciousness, I mean, exists in universal consciousness. An absolute exists in the absolute. Beneath all that manifestation, but from the standpoint of our body, the absolute is experienced vertically down and universal consciousness horizontally behind the physical head. These are the portals, because our body is also a system of portals. It has different portals through which we are entering the transcendent subjectivity. Our body is a place where our consciousness is born, and it is also a doorway to the beyond, to the universal, to the transcendent subjectivity. So spatial orientation. It always puzzles me how people in general are completely not in touch with their headspace. Headspace is particularly important because this is where consciousness is born. It's a seat of consciousness. Sometimes I ask new students, from which place are you thinking? And they don't know. They say, I think from the middle of the head. If they're trying to work with pure me of consciousness, I think from the back of the head. They don't know from which place are you, they are thinking. Isn't that strange? Is it something normal that people don't know from which place they are thinking? Is it something acceptable? They are simply so much not in touch with themselves. And as you enter the inner path, that has to change. You need to develop that kind of a sensitivity which provides you with the requisite sense of spatial orientation within your very own head, above all, but not only. So now, location of the human consciousness. It is quite probable that when this it is being explained to you here, where it is located, then you will look and verify it for yourself and say, oh yeah, indeed it is located there. But if it is not explained, for instance, you are not being told where human consciousness is located, and you are being asked, where is your human consciousness? After it has been already explained what human consciousness is, because otherwise, of course, that concept itself can be interpreted in all kinds of ways. You would have a really hard time to localize it. Of course, you experience your human consciousness or your human existence through the whole of yourself, through all your body. But human consciousness is not the whole of your existence. It is a very specific dimension of yourself. And location-wise, it is very difficult to not so much to pinpoint it experientially, but to pinpoint it or to explain it conceptually. So I'm trying to do my best. It is in the front of the person. It's not a big space, but it is a space which is extending itself from the person toward the region in the upper part of your forehead. So, to a large extent, it is actually experienced in front of your forehead, upper forehead. But the thing is that to grasp human consciousness, I already said that you need to have the foundation of the inner mind, and you need to rest in your pure subjectivity. Because only when you are resting in your pure subjectivity, you allow that human consciousness to be and also to rest, and then you can feel it. When it is not resting, it's too elusive. Human consciousness has to be in order to be recognized. You need to be it. Now, human consciousness has two dimensions. One is premental, and one is mental. I am emphasizing the experience of pre-mental dimension of human consciousness, because this is when you truly meet that consciousness. While it is not doing anything, when it is just being. Silent and at rest. The mental dimension of human consciousness is where the where you are engaged in actual thinking or processing different information from your personality. It is happening in the same space. Very important. You all know that thinking is happening in the front of the head, but where exactly is it happening? There's a space in front of the person, forward, where thinking is taking place. Thinking plus processing emotional information. Virtually everything. Let's say some imaginary situation, you think about what happened to you during the day. Let's say you had some conversation with someone else, and you think to yourself, oh, I could have handled it differently. I could have expressed myself differently, better. Or that person does not like me, or that you have been hurt, or perhaps that you yourself were unkind. So there are our thoughts, and there is an emotional information attached to these thoughts. And where do you think those thoughts? Why are you processing that stuff? You are doing it all the time, or a lot. So you should be able to identify where, in which region it is, spatially it is happening. Try to do it now. Think about whatever you like to think about. You can bring some emotional energy to it. Now, stop thinking. And see that that space still remains. It is just, you are just not doing enough in anything in that space, but the space remains. And that is human consciousness in itself. Now, also important thing to understand is when you are thinking or processing information from your personality, the external person is involved. He is like the center of activity in the human consciousness or in the outer mind. He is reaching forward, entering that space. And in that space, he is communicating. The subconscious and whatever information enters the threshold of conscious recognition from personality. When you stop thinking, the external person moves to the condition of non-activity. However, as long as your eyes are open, he is still present. Because he allows you to become, for instance, aware of your environment. So in that sense, the external person also can function on a pre-mental level, taking care of the basic recognition of everything that is happening around you, and also allowing you to perform the basic tasks that in your everyday life which do not require mental processing. But interesting thing here is that the external person sort of returns to the internal person meaning he is not in that condition of relative non-activity. He is not inside the human consciousness. He is looking through the human consciousness from the internal person. When he is more active in terms of engaging in mind, or even if your daily tasks require more focus, so he moves forward. He enters actually human consciousness. And from there, he's navigating, responding, thinking, and so on. But other than that, in that, the non-activity is more emphasized, he returns to the internal person. And in connection with the seer, he is looking at the world through the human consciousness. So we have the premental and mental dimension of human consciousness, but the thing to understand is that they can coexist, meaning that even when you are using your mind, your human consciousness, its non-mental dimension, is still present and it is encapsulating the mental dimension. While ideally, when the human consciousness is properly realized, it is untouched by whatever mental activities may occur in the mind. So you are resting in the inner mind, very important. Because if you just want to go to this region of the human consciousness without taking care of the foundation of the inner mind, you will simply get confused or create a mess. You will be too much present in a wrong way in human consciousness, preventing it from being experienced in a pure way. Now you are thinking about something, okay? And don't say, oh, I don't have any thoughts coming. They don't have to come, you create them. Where are you thinking? In which place are you thinking? And then stop thinking while still being in that space where just a moment ago thinking was happening. And you can see that this space is autonomous, is independent from the presence or absence of thoughts. And be one with that space. Because that space is your human consciousness.